Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Go into a show.
Stop in all the byways. All right. All right, here we go. Our good friend Nolan Finley is back here. He is the editor of the op-ed page for the Detroit News. And Nolan, welcome back.
Always a pleasure, Steve. Good morning.
Okay. So you guys have a major endorsement announcement, yeah. I understand. I don't know what to make of it, but why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners who you've endorsed?
We went with Gary Johnson, the Libertarian. We looked at all of the candidates in this race. Particularly the two major party candidates, and we decided neither one of them fit into our values and philosophical views. And Gary Johnson was the person who came closest to that, and so that's who we went with.
I see.
The only true conservative in the race, or closest to it.
I see. All right. So there's been some questions about whether Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton are fit to be president. Both sides say they're not. But let's go ahead and see if Gary Johnson's fit to be president. Yesterday, he was on MSNBC with Chris Matthews.
You watch that, Steve.
Well, I watch a lot of things, but I understand he was asked a question about if he could name a world leader. Go ahead and roll that, Alex.
What would you do if you were elected about Aleppo?
About
Aleppo.
And what is Aleppo?
You're kidding.
No.
Aleppo is in Syria.
Okay, so we'll start with that. Now, hold on right there. Aleppo was his first question about what to do about the crisis there, which he couldn't answer. But then yesterday...
A
couple of weeks ago. And then yesterday on Chris Matthews on MSNBC, he was asked if he could name a world leader and who his favorite world leader was. All right, let's go with that one.
Can name a foreign leader that you respect.
I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment in the former president of Mexico.
But I'm giving you the whole world.
I know.
Anybody in the world you like. Anybody. Pick any leader.
The former president of Mexico.
Which one?
I'm having a brain.
Name anybody.
Fox.
Who's your favorite foreign leader? Get him off the hook. Name a foreign leader you respect.
He was terrific.
Any foreign leader?
Merkel.
Okay, Merkel. Okay, fine.
And by the way, that was not Gary Johnson asking. That was Bill Weld, his running mate. The Detroit News has endorsed a guy who knows not what Aleppo is and can't name a single world leader. That's worse than a Sarah Palin moment, for God's sake.
Name a single world leader. He couldn't name one he admired. Well, how would you have answered that question?
World leaders that I admire?
Which world leader do you admire?
Well, sure. I admire the President of the United States. I may not agree with much that he does, but I admire the office. Absolutely.
They asked foreign leader. Which foreign leader do you admire, Steve?
Well, I don't admire Merkel, but at least I can name a few. Who do you admire? Well,
I don't admire many. I guess the closest I would be Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel.
But yeah, I admire him. I think that's a fair answer because Benjamin Netanyahu.
But if you were asked on the spot like I just did, you couldn't name a foreign leader you admired. So why, I'm not going to let Chris Matthews vet my endorsement choice. I thought it was a gotcha question, and I thought that, sure, Gary Johnson's not great on his feet, but he's the only candidates. He's the only one of these three candidates who could pass a government background check to get a federal job. Hillary Clinton certainly can. And I'm not sure Donald Trump could.
Well, why would Donald Trump not be able to pass a federal background check? That's a garbage notion, Nolan. Back that up.
Look at all the things we don't know about him. I mean, you look at his legal problems he's had.
No. I want you to tell me why he could. We know why Hillary Clinton couldn't pass a federal background check. You tell me why Trump could not pass one. Not speculation, actual fact.
I think his past business dealings would put him in a questionable position there. And, I would rather have...
You just laid the allegation that Trump couldn't pass.
Gary Johnson's capability and competence to be president. I'm not sure Donald Trump could pass a basic psychological test.
But see, again, now you're just throwing dirt, but you have nothing to back it up with.
We looked at the three candidates, as I said, Steve, and we picked the one we felt was the most competent, capable, and fit our values. We're not willing to hold our nose and vote for the lesser two evils. So we think there's a viable third option, and we chose it.
Well, viable, I suppose, that has no chance of winning anything and has no chance to have much of an impact, except that, you know, votes going to Gary Johnson will take votes away from Hillary Clinton. There is that, which is borne out in the polls.
That's not our concern.
What is your concern?
We are voting our conscience, and we feel he's a candidate we could live with over the next 4 years. I don't want to be sitting here.
But you know you're not going to live with him.
Either Donald Trump,
Nolan,
or Hillary Clinton.
But you know you're not going to be living with Gary Johnson. It's not even a possibility.
We're
you know,
not
going to
be living with Donald Trump either. Get out of that fantasy world.
Fantasy world. The fact of the matter is, if you support Gary Johnson,
collapsing across the country. If we were simply picking a winner,
I'm sorry.
Endorsement.
Donald Trump's poll numbers are collapsing.
If we were picking a winner, we'd have gone with Hillary Clinton. I wasn't going to do that.
No, hold on. I'm not thrilled with Donald Trump as a choice either. But let's be clear. Did you just say his poll numbers are collapsing across the country?
His poll numbers are collapsing since Monday, Steve. I mean, you want to look at that USC LA Times tracking poll, which has been an outlier the whole time. We've got a poll coming out in the next day or two that's going to show he's not doing so hot in Michigan since Monday.
But so, you say he's collapsing nationwide. The poll, the LA Times poll again today, 4 points.
That poll has been the outlier throughout the election. You look at the RCP average of polls, and he's been collapsing since Monday.
Nolan, you can listen to me. You're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. Listen, Nolan. I like you well enough, but you're not entitled to your own facts. The poll numbers are not collapsing. The poll numbers are not collapsing across the country. In fact, that debate will probably have a negligible effect on this race overall. It will remain a 2-4 point race.
I'd like you to tune in tomorrow.
Whichever.
He's losing support. I mean, he performed so badly Monday night. I think a lot of people who might have voted for him said, you know, you want to talk about Gary Johnson's performance on MSNBC. It was nowhere near as poor as
Donald Trump.
Nolan
Finley, I'll tell you
Monday
this.
Night.
If Hillary Clinton becomes president, then the next Supreme Court justice that she selects that's far left of people we have now, that's on you.
Well, you should have nominated somebody who could beat her.
I'm not a Republican and I'm not a Democrat. I'm not affiliated with any party.
If you vote for
Gary Johnson,
primary, Steve.
I did.
You're a Trump backer. If you think
I'm not
you can beat her with
I'm
Trump,
a guy who no, I'm see no one again. You mischaracterize what I am. I'm a guy that knows that Hillary Clinton is a dangerous human being in the White House.
I agree.
And Gary Johnson is no answer. Gary Johnson is akin to voting for Hillary Clinton. And you can tell yourself and delude yourself however you want, Nolan.
I agree she's going to be the worst president we ever had, but Republicans should have nominated someone who could beat her. And they nominated
the only
person in the field who can't beat her.
Like I said,
so get used
the
to
Supreme
these
Court
words,
justice
Steve, President,
is Clinton. On you. The Supreme Court justice is on you. The debt is on you. All of those things
on
are on you.
The Republican Party.
No.
It's on the Republican Party.
It's on people that support.
For nominating a lunatic for
well, you're supporting,
nominee.
And by default, I mean, you're supporting on. Hillary Clinton. You're supporting Hillary Clinton, Nolan. You can deny it all. That's what it is. by default. Got to run.
You should have given us a better candidate.
Again, I'm not a Republican. It's not up to me to giving you anything, but I am going to give you grief when you vote for somebody like Hillary Clinton. I got to run. 41 after.